Which country is the world's biggest gas exporter? Is it Qatar or Australia? Well, it's us. We'll be sending the world up to 80 million tonnes of the stuff next year. So why, if we're so blessed with this natural resource, is the local price so high? Federal government is bringing forward a review of the gas industry, perhaps the first step in a domestic gas reservation scheme, a scheme that would keep Australian gas for Australian users. Now, that review announcement makes good on a deal struck with the Centre Alliance to pass the government's income tax cuts in the Senate last month. Business groups? Yes, tick. They've welcomed the move as a way to bring down electricity costs. The gas industry is less enthusiastic. National Senator Matt Canavan is the Minister for Resources and Northern Australia. He joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thanks, Jonathan. You're going well.
Is the government going to force the reservation of Australian gas for domestic use?
Well, we think it's worthy of investigation. It's very a detailed policy to take forward, and the reason we're making this announcement today before finalising anything is so that we can have a cooperative discussion, particularly with the states and territories who regulate onshore gas, and also the broader industry and consumers of gas about what might work. We've made a number of changes in the last couple of years. We do have gas export controls in place now, and that has helped alleviate the price pressures we've seen in the market. But there's a lot more to do, and when you look around the country, the reservation scheme that exists in Western Australia, and it's not replicated in Eastern Australia, but that reservation scheme seems to work well. They've attracted investment and they've got low prices. So
they reserve, 15%, I think, for local use.
Right. So that provides a bit of extra supply. They don't have a price target or anything like that, but they have a bit of extra supply, and that has helped deliver lower prices than what we see around the world.
You've changed your mind on the idea of gas reserves, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I have. I can put my hand up and admit when you're wrong sometimes, and we're very pragmatic and practical about these things. I have a preference for government not being involved in markets like this, but you can't argue with the evidence. And as I say, the Western Australian system has clearly worked. It's a more complicated market on the East Coast, given the different jurisdictions, as well as some different types of gas basins and how they sort of work and are developed for. So we've got to work those things through. We can all, I think, the mistakes were made 7 years or so ago when approval was given to very large developments in Queensland without any consideration of how that would impact the domestic market. That's clearly recognised now as a mistake. So this announcement today is about making sure we don't repeat it.
Is this review prompted because this current system isn't working, or because it was the price of getting Centre Alliance support in the Senate for the government's income tax cuts?
No, it's absolutely the former. Senator Rex Patrick, one of the Centre Alliance senators you're mentioning there, he's been prominent in this debate, and I've had good discussions with him, but we've been working on this for some time, going back before the election. Things have changed a lot in the last couple of years. A few years ago, the priority was to get gas into the market immediately. And I'm not suggesting what we've announced today will immediately do that, because we've got to develop this policy. It's about looking at how we regulate future gas development. So they're, of course, some years away. But what we did 2 years ago was get gas in the market as quickly as we could, as reasonably as we could, with the export control framework. Now we're sort of moving into this next stage where that's settled a little bit, but we've got to start planning for the future, so that's why we're doing this.
I mean, the gas producers, they don't treat the privilege of their access to that resource particularly well, do they? I mean, the price is high in part because that cartel of producers manipulate the stock available in this country to keep the domestic price high.
Look, I wouldn't go necessarily as far as that. We've had the ACCC look very closely at the market in the last few years, and we're also one of the announcements today where we'll be extending their oversight. They haven't come to that conclusion. Keep in mind, all of the gas producers in Queensland that develop these large coal seam gas operations, they've all taken multi-billion dollar hits to their bottom line. They lost a lot of money on those investments. So they are a cartel, they haven't been a particularly successful one. They made these decisions at times when oil prices were very high, and subsequent reduction has caused these losses. I think we do have an issue, though, with competition in eastern Australia. particularly in the Bass Strait. There's a lot of focus on the northern producers, but we have a joint venture there in the Bass Strait, and therefore we've only really got one main supplier there. So it's not necessarily a cartel, but they are a very strong position as a single supplier or a single major supplier in southern Australia. So we've actually split the joint venture up for marketing purposes, or the ACCC has. That's only happened in the last year. But the Bass Strait is declining, so there's a limit to what we can push out of competition down there.
It's true, though, is it not, that the producers stockpile gas, don't release it into the domestic market in order to affect price?
Look, I haven't seen direct evidence of that, Jonathan. If it was as simple as that, we could probably quite easily fix things. But there's not actually a great degree. One of the issues we do have is actually not a lot of storage for gas in eastern Australia. And that would help stabilise the price a little bit if you had more storage. There's one underground storage down there in Victoria, but it barely helps us get through winter sometimes. So look, I don't think that is a major issue, but we would be good to have more competition, particularly in southern Australia. Mm. It would be good to have more supply of gas to be able to generate the competition. We need new producers to come into the market, and that's where Victoria's bans, particularly on just conventional gas. I mean, I can understand people concerned about fracking, and the Victorian government has a mandate to not allow fracking, but hopefully common sense will prevail next year, and that moratorium on conventional gas development cannot be extended because that's been something that's safely done in Australia for more than 100 years, and we need gas for manufacturing jobs.
Well, that might be the case in Victoria, but there are massive untapped fields in the Northern Territory and in central Queensland. Why aren't we, campaigning to open those up? And Labor campaign for a pipeline to the East Coast from those fields.
Oh, I absolutely want to see those developed. I mean, there's no regulatory ban on those proceeding, although there has been a moratorium in Northern Territory in recent times. That's lifted now. But no, I want to see those go ahead. It is a matter of, I mean, they're large investments. The moratorium in Northern Territory has obviously set things back a few years. They've just approved some exploration drilling in the last few weeks. So if those things, and everyone's very excited about the Northern Territory resource, if they all pay off, I'd be very happy to support potential pipelines from these areas. But obviously we need a resource identified and proven before people build pipelines.
If the review was to conclude that some sort of domestic reserve was a good idea, would that apply to existing gas fields?
No, we've said today very clearly that this is about future investments. I'd be very wary about going back on promises that were made to investors in the past. I don't think that's right. The government doesn't support that. We've ruled that out. So it is about the future, and there is still a lot of future prospects, as you've identified, in a couple of places.
That's not going to do much to power prices, is it?
Well, as I said, I've been upfront, as I said earlier, this is about looking to the future. We've already taken action in the last few years to bring prices down from the peaks. But we've got to be realistic. If we were to retrospectively put restrictions on the supply of gas, we would then, I think, seriously damage our investor reputation. We wouldn't then get investment to increase the supply of what we need. So,
just in closing, Matt Canavan, I mean, is anything that you've announced today going to have a downward effect on domestic power and business power prices?
Well, I think over time, absolutely it will, particularly given the experience in Western Australia. But we're being upfront with Australian people that these things take time, and while we've taken some action to reduce prices, some other action announced today around our pipeline reforms will continue to help with those transport costs. But real kicks and getting real low prices, we need to develop more gas, and that means we need these restrictions off. And we're happy to try and, as a federal government, do what we can if that gas is developed to reserve some for Australia. If we meet those two things, which will take time, of course, to do, if we do those things, prices will be lower.
Senator, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, mate.
Senator Matt Canavan, he's Minister for Resources and Northern Australia. This is Drive on RN.